Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This year. So if the Phillies are going to start to make some moves, they better get some things cranked up and going. They better get some things cranked up if they're going to get back into this divisional race, because they're slipping away every day. So feels like they are not doing anything to try to close the gap with the Braves. It's been the Marlins more than anything that have been able to kind of close the gap with the Atlanta Braves, but as of right now, they are struggling, and they need to try to get themselves back on track with everything. All right, let's get to an NFL squib kick.
Taking a look at the NFL with the squib kick with John Chuckery, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Trey Lance has said that he has retooled his throwing motion, and he's made a substantial jump this offseason. Obviously, Trey Lance, drafted third overall in 2021, only four starts in the last couple of years. Certainly doesn't feel like he is the future quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, but said, quote, I said, watch this, watch what he does. This is from, who the hell is this? Quarterbacks coach Jeff Christensen. He said when he was talking to Pat Mahomes, I said, watch this, watch what he does here. It was something I was telling him to do that he wasn't doing, and then he saw Patrick apply it perfectly. I think the visual buy-in, the mental buy-in have helped him past that mental jump, and to his credit, he just keeps getting better. Over the last 7 days, every day was a substantial jump. Well, look, this is a make-or-break year, right? We talk about these quarterbacks in year three. We've seen these quarterbacks that when they get to year three, that light come on and click. It did for Jalen Hurts last year, right? He was the latest guy. But you get to that year three, and it's supposed to start clicking. It's supposed to start kind of coming all together. So we'll see if Trey Lance has got all of that. Again, Brock Purdy, Trey Lance, you know, I don't know where they're going to go for quarterback. I don't know what they're going to do at the quarterback position, but we do know that their defensive line will be really good. And, you know, that's why you can be in five of the last 10 NFC conference title games. And anyway, 49ers, Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, set to host Super Bowl 60 at the NFL League meetings in March. The San Francisco 49ers were confident they'd be bringing a Super Bowl back to Levi's Stadium, and barring any change of direction suddenly, Super Bowl 60 is going to be at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Super Bowl 60 is in 2026, slated to be approved by the NFL, confirmed in a report by the Sports Business Journal. Quote, this is from 49ers President Al Guido. If the Bay Area has the opportunity, we would be honored to host Super Bowl 60. So looks like that they are going to end up getting that gig. I guess they're going to be one of the teams that also hosts World Cup action come 2026, right? It says Niners executives have been confident about bringing the Super Bowl back to Levi Stadium for the past few months. At the league meetings in March in Phoenix, the Niners sought a $120 million loan from the NFL Stadium Fund to make improvements to Levi Stadium. They said that money's also slated to go. I mean, how about that? How about the NFL just as a slush fund of money, hundreds of millions of dollars of money, just to, okay, do some stadium improvements? Like, can we as fans get a little bit of that cash? Can we get our hands on some of that cash, bread, do, re, mi? They said the money's also going to go to make improvements with the 2026 World Cup, with their eye toward that, and then also bolstering their position for future Super Bowls. Niners Chief Executive Officer Jed York said he was enthusiastic. My optimism is very high. I feel very confident that we're going to get a Super Bowl in the near future, and it would be great to get Super Bowl 60 after hosting Super Bowl 50. Don't they, don't they have that like recyclable outdoor garden area at their stadium?
Am I in Levi?
Yeah, like on one end of their stadium, it's the organic, recyclable vegetable garden and all that kind of stuff. Like they got some kind of goofy thing that only Californians would do, the People's Republic of California. I think that there is like some kind of special garden area or something like that they have on one end of the stadium that they do like some kind of environmentally friendly thing or something like that. Look that up. Are you looking that up right now?
Does say that they set the standard for the use of recycled water.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, listen, it is California. So, listen, they need all the water that they can get in California, right? They're kind of running sparse on water. The one thing that we have more resources of available, that's the thing they don't have. They don't have any water out there. So, anyway, with all the droughts and forest fires and everything else. But, anyway. Mitch Trubisky has signed a 3-year deal to be the backup in Pittsburgh. Says here that Trubisky, the second overall pick in 2017, is under contract through the 2025 season. Previously, Trubisky's contract ran through the end of the 2023 season and carried a $10.6 million cap hit that season. Trubisky will make more than $8 million guaranteed in the first year of the deal. Says that with the deal, the Steelers have both first-round pick Kenny Pickett and Trubisky under contract through 2025, though the Steelers also have a fifth-year option on Kenny Pickett. The Steelers also signed Mason Rudolph as a backup or part of their quarterback rotation on a 1-year deal, as obviously he's been with the Pittsburgh Steelers for a while here. But I don't know if any of those guys are really all that good. And let me see here. I had the where did my other? Oh, there we go. Nope. I had my story about A.J. Brown talking about Jalen Hurts' contract. Something didn't print out. Day-day. Dang. Well, I guess it didn't print out or something like that. But A.J. Brown was talking a little bit about Jalen Hurts' contract. But let me get to one other story here in the NFL. Why not? We got time to kill, right? Oh, did you see this trainer that the Washington Commanders have brought back their assistant athletic trainer, Doug Kwon, who approximately 19 months after he was placed on administrative leave during the investigation by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, the USDEA, he rejoined the team earlier this month and was at Washington's rookie minicamp on the 12th through the 14th. Both the NFL and the NFLPA approved of his return to the Commanders training staff. Let's see, quote, player health and safety is our top priority, and we're pleased to continue to build up our training staff with another seasoned professional. With the reinstatement of Doug Kwon in the role of assistant athletic trainer, we're happy to have him back. So he was placed on administrative leave back on October 9th of 2021, 8 days after the DEA raided a Washington practice facility as part of an investigation into head athletic trainer Ryan Vermillion. It was never stated why Kwan was placed on administrative leave. He was never charged with anything. So he stayed on administrative leave for 19 months. Do you get paid for that? Do you think you get paid for administrative leave?
It depends. I mean, I'm sure employees of the league are probably under some type of contract. So
yeah,
it just depends.
They, you know, the players, you know, they had that, Greg Hardy, right? He had that where he wasn't suspended, but he was on the commissioner's exempt list.
Right.
And he got paid. So he was under investigation and all this good stuff. He was on their exempt list, and he got paid for it. Got paid for it. I think it was 8 weeks that he was out or whatever like that.
Yeah,
I
remember that.
That was a suspension.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but he got paid for that whole time. So they say Vermillion was also placed on administrative leave, and in August of 2022, he agreed to deferred prosecution. According to the government's criminal information filing, Vermillion was... That's the head trainer. Vermillion was accused of unlawfully acquiring and obtaining possession of oxycodone by misrepresentation, fraud, forgery, deception, and subterfuge. Sounds like a good guy, right? He's got his hands. I mean, so basically he was peddling oxycodone.
Yeah.
I mean, and look.
He was pushing.
Push a pee. but anyway. I promise you that there wouldn't be a tough market to find for people that want oxycodone, right? I mean, not just people that are hurt, but addicts everywhere. So,
yeah,
he was subsequently fined and suspended by the NFL indefinitely. This Kwan is bad. Listen, I won't say it. I won't get into.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah. Anyway. Did you see Jerry Gray is going to be part of that Coach Accelerator program?
Yeah.
That, Leslie Frazier is going to be part of this as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 40 participants in the NFL's Coaches Accelerator program held at the Spring League meeting in Minneapolis next week. The NFL announced on Wednesday that the coaches will be participating in it, and Jerry Gray is one of the guys that are going to be a part of it. The accelerator follows the inaugural coach and front office accelerator and the front office accelerator hosted at previous league meetings in 2022. For the first time, however, teams were able to nominate coaches outside of their organization. And so there were certain coaches that were picked for all of this. And obviously, this is the program that is helping to increase minority hiring. Coaches, GMs, front office people, different things like that. Leslie Frazier, who's been a part of this, said, quote, "I don't want to say that I'm okay with where it is doesn't matter anymore. You're disappointed that people get narrow-minded and only believe that I got to hire this young offensive mind to lead my team because I've got this young quarterback, but it is the owner's team. They paid all that money for that team. They get to choose how they want to run it. And how they want to to do it. So you have to do the best you can with what you have. And I'm going to do the very best I can as the defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills. There are a lot of other worthy defensive-minded coaches that our league that could be head coaches as well. Now we just have to keep doing what we do and do it well. And you can't control the decisions that they make. So again, this is about hiring of. More minority coaches across the league. And again, Jerry Gray of the Falcons, who's obviously a well-respected guy. I mean, it's not like he's some, jabron that just walked into, Funkin' Wagnalls or whatever. So he's a really well-respected coach. And I've said that is the low-key best hire that Arthur Smith made. This guy, I think, is going to pay real dividends with their defensive backs, right? Defensive backs coach for a long time. He coached the Legion of Boom. He was there when Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor were safeties as rookies for the Seattle Seahawks, and he helped coach those guys up. I think he's going to be a really valuable addition to this coaching staff, and I think he's the assistant head coach as well. So, again, great hire, but now he's going to be part of this accelerator program. All right, when we get back, was Kevin Herter right? We'll talk about that next. Chuck Reed on the Key Studios. Sports Radio After the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Reed Show. Hanging out in Key Studios. Rank'em coming up at 10:40 here, so about 20 minutes from right now. All right, so here's what we can do. We can get you involved. We didn't get a chance earlier to get you involved in the show, but we'll make up for it here. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Because I'm asking the question, was Kevin Herter right? So Kevin Herter was on a podcast here just a couple of days ago. It's the Old Man and the Three podcast hosted by J.J. Redick and Tommy Alter. And he had some interesting things to say about the Hawks' run to the Eastern Conference Finals and it potentially being their downfall. Here's what Kevin Herter had to say on the podcast about the Hawks and how that all ended.
100%. And that was almost like the start of our downfall was the run that we went on. We won before we were expected to win or before we should have won, let's call it. And, you know, that run, I think we were the 5 seed beating Philly as the number 1 seed. Our fans didn't expect us to get that point. The NBA didn't expect us to. And that just put a fast forward on our timeline and our, I don't think our team as a whole was fully at that point. And so then we went into the next season with a similar roster. And if every year we're trying to build and get better, we were first round exit. So it's not like we would have built from a first series win, but the expectations of that team just went through the roof the next year because we made a conference finals, and it was, all right, conference finals or finals or bust. And maybe as a unit, like that wasn't where we were there yet. You talk about like skipping steps. I would say that team skipped a step, and we overachieved for that year. We won on a great run that ultimately 2 years later, all these expectations that had happened, everyone thought like, all right, we got to make a lot of changes because now we're failing as a team. When in reality, we might not have, you know, consistently built to that point anyway. And I think we were getting there. We were building it, just it never came to fruition. So that might have been the same here with SAC. Like if we won our first round series, we beat the defending champs, and we go into the next series, we're playing LeBron and the Lakers, and you know, who knows what happens in that series. All of a sudden we go into next year and it's, all right, the Kings should be a 2 seed, 1 seed in East, in Western Conference Finals or bust. And the expectations they change. So I think you gotta hopefully you stay on the right path. You try to build every year, you try to get better every year, but that's right. What happens
all
when
right.
You win.
Yeah, he's got it. Blah blah blah. Yeah. All that folderol nonsense and all that kind of stuff. Look, I don't agree with him. I don't agree with what he said. Okay, so the Hawks made that incredible run. And look, I would not trade that run for anything. You know, that was the furthest that the Atlanta Hawks had ever gotten in franchise history. And that was a magical run. Now, were they ahead of schedule? Yes, they certainly were. But I don't think the expectation was ever from, listen, there are always pockets of fans that say, well, if they don't win the title, that's an unsuccess. Again, there are pockets of fans that are nitwits, right? But the vast majority of people thought that, okay, we're making this run to the Eastern Conference Finals. Anything can happen. Nothing is expected. But let's build off that. Even if we're not in the Eastern Conference Finals the next year, let's build off that. And then you have your star player, your superstar player, come out and say, well, you know, we don't care about the regular season. We only care about the playoffs. Okay. And then they stink it up during the regular season. They're the 9 seed. They have to win 2 fakakta play-in games and then get blown out by the Miami Heat. So if your star is coming out here and saying, well, we don't care about the regular season, only about the playoffs, well, then what's the expectation supposed to be? We didn't set that expectation. The fans didn't. The head coach, the general, nobody set that expectation except the star player who's the leader of the team, who's the guy that everybody gravitates toward. Now, Steve Koonin was on with Dukes and Bell earlier today, and he responded to what Kevin Huerter had to say.
I think it's pretty obvious that there's no guarantees in sports. And I think what happened with us came so out of the blue in 2021. We finished the year really strong. It was a COVID year. We came into the playoffs playing the Knicks, which brought a microscope onto us because it was the first time the Knicks had been in the playoffs in a decade. Then we beat the number 1 seed in Philadelphia. Then we played Milwaukee even till Trey got hurt. So, of course, if you remember, one of our star players said in the second game of the season, the regular season's boring compared to the playoffs. And you kind of, you know, clutch your pearls and go, oh, my God, you know. And it's interesting because if you've read what Spoelstra said and Jimmy Butler, Miami have said, and Kyle Lowry, if we did not have the regular season the way it was this year, we would never be ready for prime time now.
So, look, that's true, right? The Miami Heat didn't get their act together during the regular season and had to turn it on now, and they played well down the stretch, and they actually lost to the Hawks in a, you know, play-in fakakta tournament game thing, whatever it is. And now they've turned it on in the playoffs. But I don't think that the expectation was that they had the thing was, did we have to build off that season? Yes. We had to build off of that season. Now, that doesn't necessarily pinpoint say, okay, well, then you have to take the next step. No. They weren't a championship. Look, did anybody really look at the Atlanta Hawks and say, well, that's an NBA champion? When you compared them to Milwaukee, Phoenix, Boston, Golden State, the Lakers, did anybody look at that team and say, well, that's a championship team? With all due respect to Kevin Huerter and Clint Capella and John Collins, that ain't exactly Steph, Clay, and Draymond. So, again, I don't think that everybody had those kinds of expectations. All they have done since that point is regress. Like, there haven't been good moments for the Hawks. Now you have another coach in place. Your whole front office has been disbanded. You've brought all new front office people in. The owner's son has influence now. We'll see if the head coach is selecting personnel. Like, everything has changed. Why? Because it bottomed out for the Hawks. If they'd have just been semi-good through this whole thing, they might not have blown everything up. But they felt like they had to blow up everything because the star player's not getting along with the coach. They're not playing well. Nobody's thriving. I mean, Trae Young, after that playoff run, was the Babe the Boy. He could do no wrong. He could do no wrong. And this is not about hating on Trae or, you know, all the stupid narratives that are out there. This is about the fact that when your star player comes out and says things like that, it sets the tone for what the fans expect. Well, if Trae Young is saying it, then it's got to be true. That, you know, we're not excited about the regular season and all that blah, 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 blah. And it was obvious because they were the 9 seed. Then this year they're the 8 seed. And you're barely scraping by the bottom of the barrel sludge. And then you get in the playoffs, and then you're not really all that competitive in either playoff series. Can't have it both ways. And again, why was Huerter traded? Because he spoke out or he wasn't a good player? No, he was traded because they wanted to stay on the luxury tax. Because Tony Ressler said, if this team is going to be the 9 seed, why am I going to the luxury tax? I rewarded everybody after that playoff run. DeAndre Hunter got a contract. John Collins got a contract. Trae Young was a super max player. We'll reward everybody. Now let's go build. Well, they didn't build anything. Again, they were record. Huerter said they were the 5 seed. They were only the 5 seed because of the head-to-head against the New York Knicks. They had the 4th best record in the Eastern Conference. You mean to tell me that the expectation was to be the 4th best record in the Eastern Conference, and then the next year be the 9th worst, and the next year after that be the 8th worst? Was that really the expectation? You mean to tell me that the expectation shouldn't have been? Look, what did we talk about a week ago, Day-Day? What's the expectation for the Hawks? What's the minimum expectation? People said second-round playoff.
Yeah.
Because at some point it has to pay off.
Yep.
At some point there has to be a money shot payoff in this thing, right? I mean, how many hours can you watch of the same thing before there has to be, you know, a money shot? Has to be a payoff to it. Something has to give. We can't just keep kind of treading in the same water. Something has to advance. And they advanced at a rapid level. We weren't expecting them to repeat all of the things that they had done the year before. But again, you could have been a top 4, 5, 6. Even if you'd have done close to the same thing, top 4, 5, 6 seed, second round playoff, that would have been acceptable. And that would have put everybody together. But you were the 9 seed and barely made it in the playoffs. And then you got steamrolled by the Miami Heat. Wasn't even a competitive series. That's why. And that's what forced the hand of the Hawks saying, wait a second, we're going in the luxury tax with all this. How much longer are we going to stay? How much longer are we going to be before we're in the luxury tax and blah, 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 blah? I don't know that we really need to be in the luxury tax. I don't know that we need to be in dollar for dollar spending our money with DeAndre Hunter and John Collins and Clint Capella and Trae Young and everybody like that just to be a team that isn't even 500, 41-41 or whatever. Why be like that? Why start forking over all kinds of cash to host a playoff game or two? Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And I don't disagree with it, but now we have to get in the luxury tax. Because you're not even going to keep everybody together unless you're in the luxury tax. And if you start trying to build based upon not being in the luxury tax, you're not going to have a better roster. You're not going to be able to catapult your roster forward if you can't keep some of these same guys in place. But again, they never built off of anything that they did during that run. It wasn't like you had a great year and then you had an okay year. You had a dreadful year the year after that. Let's grab Chris out in College Park before we get to break. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's up, George Rattlesnake?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, enjoying the take on the Hawks. And some of what you're saying I agree with, and some of it I want to get your opinion. Because me, when I heard Herter's comments, what I was hearing in what he was saying, I think he was being respectful of Trae, is that comment that we all remember about him talking about the regular season. Mm-hmm. And you're right. You are pinpointing that it was fans, a lot of people who thought that the Hawks could at least go back to the Eastern Conference Championship, if not get to the NBA Championship. But at the very least, Chuckery, after going to the Eastern Conference Finals, to go out in Game 7 in the semifinals is what we expected. We should have done better than what we did. And Herter was alluding to that, and then to hear Steve Koonin say the same, I mean, he said it out of his mouth, like clutching his pearls. That comment by Trae, your star player, and they're not calling him by name, alluding to that, shut us down. That comment will, reign over the Hawks for a long time. And I think what Herter was saying was that even though they got that far and the steps that they missed, if our star player would have had an attitude, I think everybody else would have fed off of that. And that's where it all gets to him with being a leader and what so many fans talk about. And I really like both of their comments and how they kind of alluded to that comment by Trae. Thanks for letting me rattle on.
Yep, appreciate it. Look, I get what you're saying, but if you're allowing your star player to say that and there's no whatever contradiction or whatever to it or rebuttal to it or whatever like that, then that sets the narrative and the tone. That sets the tone for everything. When your guy comes out and says, because there was nobody else that said, well, listen, I understand what Trae is saying, but we really value the regular season. No, there was no statement that, counteracted that one. Because that's the perception. I mean, when you hear that with fans, that's their perception. Oh, well, they don't care about the regular season. They're just going to be able to turn it on in the playoffs. Regular season be damned. Well, now, we can just turn it on the playoff. Well, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. Yeah, they're good in the play-in games. Then they line up against Miami and they got their clock cleaned. So, again, it's an interesting discussion with what he said, but I don't believe that was what a lot of fans thought the expectations were supposed to be, that it was just going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals every year. We were never going to be Golden State or, whatever great team that we would be in this thing. All right, Rankin coming back. Chuckery in the Keys Studios, Sports Radio, 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Back at it, Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios Friday night with you. I think Day-Day and I are officially in just kind of tired mode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the week has hit us hard.
Yeah,
just everything's hit us really hard. 404-741-0929 at JMSH316 at the D. Lewis for real on our personal Twitter pages. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends picking Randy's brain, picking Hugh's brain, giving him some things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'em.
All right, JC, so you got me to thinking. If I had the money, all right, that Jay-Z Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had the money, you could buy you a house in any of these luxurious areas in the country. Rank these four. Beverly Hills, Buckhead, The Hamptons, Star Island.
Star Island 1.
Okay.
I'll do Buckhead because I can be an Atlanta housewife. A real housewife of Atlanta. Beverly Hills, and what was the other one?
The Hamptons.
I'll do Beverly Hills and then the Hamptons last. Hamptons too hoity-toity for me. So, yeah, those people are just annoying.
All right, R.I.P. Jim Brown. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping you've seen all of these, but rank these Jim Brown movies.
Okay. I know,
The Running Man,
mm-hmm.
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Oh, yeah.
The Dirty Dozen, and Any Given Sunday.
Well, Dirty Dozen is that's one of the all-time movies. I mean, yeah. that's a fantastic movie. I'll go Running Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna Get You, Sucker. the way that was one of the few times when the Wayans brothers were really funny.
Yeah.
And then Any Given Sunday was, I mean, that movie is so bad, but it's, you gotta watch it though.
Yeah.
Like it's one of those movies that is so overactedly bad.
Right.
But every time it's on, you can't turn away from it.
Yeah, yeah. And then they had a good cast, so that doesn't,
right.
You know.
But I mean, the whole football thing
aspect
is
of it, yeah.
Yeah, the whole football play of it, it's ridiculous. Like, nobody talks like that. Like, nobody does those things and just.
Right.
I don't know. Like,
it's funny, though, because remember when ESPN had their football show? Movie or series? Did you ever? Well, you didn't watch it. You don't really do the HBO thing.
No. Huh.
So HBO had a series, but apparently it was too real to what was going on in the NFL among players.
Like, what was it called?
What was the name of that show? I'd have to.
Naked and Afraid?
No. No. But, you know, like, storylines were, like, so real to what was going on in players
sure
that.
I mean, again, I mean, if you wanted to see what football was like in the old days, go watch North Dallas 40.
Yeah.
Go watch North Dallas 40 with Nick Nolte and Mac Davis. I mean, go watch that movie, that with John Matuszak. I mean, that's what the old NFL was back in those days, right?
Right,
hookers,
right.
Coke, blow, chicks. You know, I mean, that's what the NFL was.
Yeah, yeah. All right, rank these songs. This was actually from one of our listeners. They hit me up the other day after we had got off, but and I told them I'd bring this up. These songs: Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car, Billy Ocean, Mercedes Boy, Pebbles, My Prerogative, Bobby Brown, Doing the Butt, EU.
Mercedes Boy. I mean,
that's I know, that's your idea. Yeah, you love that record. Yeah,
that's my vibe right there. My Prerogative would be number two. That's a really good song.
That was a great album for Bobby Brown.
Oh, that first album, I guess it was that his first album?
I don't think that was. Was that
Don't
the
Be
first
Cruel
solo?
I mean, it was
the Don't Be Cruel. I think it was the first solo album for
him. I think it was his first solo album away from New Edition.
New Edition,
so
yeah.
That album is phenomenal. Like, Roni and I Want to Rock With You.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Every Step I Take. Like, that album was just phenomenal.
And he had, what's his name? Teddy Riley.
Oh, yeah.
Was in on that, you know, as far as helping him put that together.
Yep. So I'll go with My Prerogative number two.
Okay.
You said EU, The Butt, and what was the other one?
And Billy Ocean, Get Out of My Dreams.
I'll do Billy Ocean because that The Butt, I mean, I don't know.
Listen, The Butt, you needed to be at a AUC or HBCU party when that song was kind of popular. Trust me.
Yeah,
it probably would change your
It got so tiring, though.
Like it did. It got played
like
a lot.
Like, every dance club would... I mean, when that... Let me put it this way. There was a time like when that song would come on, like everybody would leave the dance floor. Right? Like that was okay, let's go get a drink and relax.
Right. It was the reset song.
Yes.
It became the reset song.
Yes, yes. Because let me tell you, let me tell you one of the great underrated songs that when it was hot, everybody was going out and dancing to. And that was 50 Cent in the club.
Yeah.
When that opening lyric go.
Yep.
I mean, everybody.
Yeah.
Because I was in Midtown in those early 2000s.
Right.
Everybody was on the dance floor. Yep. Everybody. Like the dance floor went from like not many people to it was like a mob scene on the dance floor.
You know, when I knew it was a hit, back when that came out, I used to work at 96 Rock.
Okay.
And we did, remember when Coyote Ugly had their bars around the country and we had one up in Buckhead?
Yep.
So we were doing a remote there.
By the way, one of the more underrated overrated. I'll say overrated movie.
Coyote Ugly.
Because again, it was a bad movie and the whole. That bar was overrated, by the way.
Yeah,
too.
That one.
That bar in Buckhead was overrated.
Yeah, but I knew it was a hit because it was a 96 Rock night, and you know, in between the, you know how they did the sets or whatever.
Right.
In between the sets, it came on the jukebox. And to your point, the whole
absolutely
everybody in there, and I was like, oh wow, this guy definitely got a hit.
I mean, that song pulled everybody.
Yes,
you know, that was one of those unifying songs. Like you couldn't, when that song was first out, you couldn't listen to that song and not get into it.
Nope. Yep.
Like that whole opening lyric, you know, just, you know, we're gonna party like a joke. I mean, that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's one of the great opening lyrics of all time, too.
One of
the great opening lyrics of all time. All right, let's get to. Let's start with my Twitter page from our buddy J Dub. Who has the biggest year? Ritter, London, Pitts, Robinson. I'm gonna go Pitts 1. I'm gonna go Ritter 2. Robinson 3 and Drake London 4, because I think Drake London has a good year, but I think he still just kind of falls in line with what some of his numbers are. From my buddy Alvy Cohen, Moonlighting, Remington Steele, Beauty and the Beast with Linda Hamilton. What a god-awful show that was. And then Quantum Leap. That was a dreadful show. Let me tell you, Moonlighting one of the great underrated shows of the 1980s.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it was great until Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd got together.
Yeah, in real life. Yeah.
No.
On the show.
When they got together as a couple,
you
kind of
saw it coming, though.
That was the jump the shark moment. That show was fantastic in the early days.
Yeah.
Fantastic in the early days.
Yeah, that was
so they're one. Pierce Brosnan and Remington Steele 2.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast would probably be 3. And Quantum Leap was a dreadful
show. I don't even think
show.
I watched Beauty and the Beast. Was that a CBS show?
Probably was.
I never watched CBS.
You know who played the Beast?
Who?
Oh, gosh. Who's the guy? Ron Perlman.
Hellboy.
Hellboy, yeah. Hellboy played the Beast in that show. From our buddy Marco on Twitter. Rank these cookies. Sugar, chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin, peanut butter. Believe it or not, I will actually go with oatmeal raisin 1. I will go chocolate chip 2, peanut butter 3, and I can't do sugar anymore, so that goes 4. Rank these Dirty Dozen co-stars of Jim Brown.
That's from
our buddy Matt Ryan. Telly Savalas, Charles Bronson, Donald Sutherland, and Ernest Borgnine.
Ooh.
So I go Charles Bronson 1. He was the ultimate guy's guy. Charles Bronson 1. Cool. I'll go Telly Savalas 2, Kojak, who loves you, baby.
Yep.
I'll go Ernest Borgnine 3. Yeah. And I'll go Donald Sutherland 4.
Wasn't Ernest Borgnine in Convoy with Chris Christopherson?
He might have been. He was also Cabby in Escape from New York. He was also in McHale's Navy. That was the famous TV show that he was part of.
Yeah.
He won an Oscar for something. He did win an Oscar.
Okay.
He was married to Ethel Merman at one time too.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yes. So from our buddy Alan Jeffrey, actually Bobby's first solo album was King of Stage, but obviously Don't Be Cruel was a big. So I
don't remember King of Stage.
I don't remember that at all because Don't Be Cruel had all of the hits.
Yeah.
Like, every song on that album was a top 10 hit.
Yeah.
Like, everything on that album. Yeah. I mean, Don't Be Cruel is... That's a fantastic song. The title track is fantastic, but everything was a hit on that album.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, and the show was Playmakers.
That's what it was. Okay. Yep, Playmakers. If you get a chance, pull that. I don't know if it can find it anywhere, but it I thought it was a good show. A lot of people thought it was a good show, but again, apparently it was ruffling the feathers of NFL.
Well, they should have just called it Hookers and Blow. all right, we got to get out of here. Love TKO coming on that. Sorry we didn't get to the Twitter questions. There were some good ones on Twitter. Let me real quick.
Okay.
From our buddy James, these wrestling moments. Hogan's heel turn, Montreal Screwjob, Austin's heel turn at WrestleMania 17, CM Punk's pipe bomb. Hogan's heel turn was still one of the great moments in wrestling history. I will go with CM Punk's pipe bomb promo.
Mm-hmm.
I will go with the Montreal Screwjob and Austin turning heel. Yeah. Literally killed the wrestling business.
Yep,
their business took such a dive when he went heel at WrestleMania 17. Like, they lost tens of millions of dollars when he turned heel in that whole angle and everything.
Yep.
All right, Love TKO up next. Chuck Rinne Key Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back at it, Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios, Friday night with you. I think Day-Day and I are officially in just kind of tired mode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the week has hit us hard.
Yeah,
just everything's hit us really hard. 404-741-0929 at JMSH 316 at the D. Lewis for real on our personal Twitter pages. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends, picking Randy's brain, picking Hugh's brain, giving him some things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'Em.
All right, JC, so you got me to thinking. If I had the money, all right, that Jay-Z Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had the money and you could buy you a house in any of these luxurious areas in the country, rank these four: Beverly Hills, Buckhead, the Hamptons, Star Island.
Star Island one.
Okay.
I'll do Buckhead because I can be an Atlanta housewife. A real housewife of Atlanta. Beverly Hills, and what was the other one?
The Hamptons.
I'll do Beverly Hills and then the Hamptons last. Hamptons too hoity-toity for me. So, yeah, those people are just annoying.
All right, R.I.P. Jim Brown. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping you've seen all of these, but rank these Jim Brown movies.
Okay.
The Running Man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Oh, yeah.
The Dirty Dozen. And Any Given Sunday.
Well, Dirty Dozen is that's one of the all-time movies. I mean, that's a fantastic movie. I'll go Running Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna Get You, Sucker. the way that was one of the few times when the Wayans brothers were really funny.
Yeah.
And then Any Given Sunday was, I mean, that movie is so bad, but you got to watch it though.
Yeah.
Like it's one of those movies that is so overactedly bad.
Right.
But every time it's on, you can't turn away from it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they had a good cast, so that doesn't,
right,
you know.
But I mean the whole football thing
aspect
is
of it. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole football play of it, it's ridiculous. Like nobody talks like that. Like nobody does those things and just...
Right.
I don't know. Like,
It's funny, though, because remember when ESPN had their football show, movie or series? Did you ever... Well, you didn't watch it. You don't really do the HBO thing.
No. Uh-huh.
So HBO had a series, but apparently it was too real to what was going on in the NFL among players.
Like, what was it called?
What was the name of that show? I'd have to...
Naked and Afraid?
No. But, you know, like storylines were like so real to what was going on with players.
I mean, again, I mean, if you wanted to see what football was like in the old days, go watch North Dallas 40.
Yeah.
Go watch North Dallas 40 with Nick Nolte and Mac Davis. I mean, go watch that movie. That with John Matuszak. I mean, that's what the old NFL was back in those days, right?
Right.
Hookers, coke, blow, chicks. You know, I mean, that's what the NFL was.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Rank these songs. This was actually from one of our listeners. They hit me up the other day after we had got off, but and I told them I'd bring this up. These songs: Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car, Billy Ocean, Mercedes Boy, Pebbles, My Prerogative, Bobby Brown, Doing the Butt, EU.
Mercedes Boy. I mean,
that's record. Yeah,
that's my vibe right there. My Prerogative would be number two. That's a really good song.
That was a great album for Bobby Brown.
Oh, that first album, was that his first album?
I don't think that was. Was that
don't
the
be
first
cruel.
Solo?
I mean, it was
the Don't Be Cruel. I think it was the first solo album.
I think it was his first solo album away from New Edition.
New Edition,
so
yeah.
That album is phenomenal. Like Roni and I Want to Rock With You.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Every Step I Take. Like that album was just phenomenal.
And he had, what's his name? Teddy Riley.
Oh, yeah.
Was in on that, you know, as far as helping him put that together.
Yep. So I'll go with My Prerogative number two.
Okay.
You said EU, The Butt, and what was the other one?
And Billy Ocean, Get Out of My Dreams.
I'll do Billy Ocean because that The Butt, I mean, I don't know.
Listen, the Butt, you needed to be at a AUC or HBCU party when that song was kind of popular. Trust me.
Yeah,
it probably would change your
It got so tiring,
view.
Though. Like
it did. It got played
like
a lot.
Like every dance club. let me put it this way. There was a time like when that song would come on, like everybody would leave the dance floor. Right? Like that was, okay, let's go get a drink and relax.
Right. It was the reset song.
Yes, exactly.
It became the reset song.
Yes, yes. Because let me tell you, let me tell you one of the great underrated songs that when it was hot, everybody was going out and dancing to. And that was 50 Cent
in the club.
When that opening lyric, go Go.
Yep.
I mean, everybody.
Yeah.
Because I was in Midtown in those early 2000s.
Right.
Everybody was on the dance floor. Yep. Everybody. Like, the dance floor went from, like, not many people to it was like, a mob scene on the dance floor.
You know, when I knew it was a hit, back when that came out, I used to work at 96 Rock.
Okay.
And we did, remember when Coyote Ugly had their bars around the country and we had one up in Buckhead?
Yep.
So we were doing a remote there.
By the way, one of the more underrated overrated. I'll say overrated movie.
Coyote Ugly.
Because again, it was a bad movie, right. And the whole. That bar was overrated, by the way.
Yeah,
too.
That one.
That bar in Buckhead was overrated.
Yeah, but I knew it was a hit because it was a 96 Rock night, and you know, in between the, you know how they did the sets or whatever,
right.
In between the sets, it came on the jukebox. And to your point, the whole
absolutely
everybody in there, and I was like, oh wow, this guy definitely got a hit.
I mean, that song pulled everybody.
Yes,
you know, that was one of those unifying songs. Like, you couldn't, when that song was first out, you couldn't listen to that song and not get into it.
Nope. Yep.
Like that that whole opening lyric, you know, just, you know, we're gonna party like a joke. I mean, that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's one of the great opening lyrics of all time, too.
One of
the great opening lyrics of all time. All right, let's get to. Let's start with my Twitter page.
Okay.
From our buddy J Dub, who has the biggest year? Ritter, London, Pitts, Robinson. I'm gonna go Pitts 1. I'm gonna go Ritter 2. Robinson 3 and Drake London 4, because I think Drake London has a good year, but I think he still just kind of falls in line with what some of his numbers are. From my buddy Alvy Cohen, Moonlighting, Remington Steele, Beauty and the Beast with Linda Hamilton. What a god-awful show that was. And then Quantum Leap. That was a dreadful show. Let me tell you, Moonlighting one of the great underrated shows of the 1980s.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it was great until Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd got together.
Yeah, in real life.
Yeah. No.
On the show.
Yeah. When they got together as a couple,
you
kind of
saw it coming, though.
That was the jump the shark moment. That move, that show was fantastic in the early days.
Yeah.
Fantastic in the early days.
Yeah, that was
so they're one. Pierce Brosnan and Remington Steele 2.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast would probably be 3. And Quantum Leap was a dreadful
show. I don't even think
show.
I watched Beauty and the Beast. Was that a CBS show?
It probably was.
I never watched CBS.
You know who played the Beast?
Who?
Oh, gosh. Who's the guy? Ron Perlman.
Hellboy.
Hellboy, yeah. Hellboy played the Beast in that show. From our buddy Marco on Twitter. Rank these cookies: sugar, chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin, peanut butter. Believe it or not, I will actually go with oatmeal raisin number 1. I will go chocolate chip 2, peanut butter 3, and I can't do sugar anymore, so that goes number 4. Rank these Dirty Dozen co-stars of Jim Brown. From our buddy Matt Ryan. Telly Savalas, Charles Bronson, Donald Sutherland, and Ernest Borgnine.
Ooh.
So I go Charles Bronson 1. He was the ultimate guy's guy. Charles Bronson 1. Cool. I'll go Telly Savalas 2, Kojak, who loves you, baby.
Yep.
I'll go Ernest Borgnine number 3.
Yeah.
And I'll go Donald Sutherland number 4.
Wasn't Ernest Borgnine in Convoy with Chris Christopherson?
He might have been. He was also Cabby in Escape from New York. He was also in McHale's Navy. That was the famous TV show that he was part of.
Yeah.
He won an Oscar for something. He did win an Oscar.
Okay.
He was married to Ethel Merman at one time, too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. So from our buddy Alan Jeffrey, actually Bobby's first solo album was King of Stage, but obviously Don't Be Cruel was a big, so I
don't remember King
I
of
don't,
Stage.
I don't remember that at all because Don't Be Cruel had all of the hits.
Yeah.
Like every song on that album was a top 10 hit.
Yeah.
Like everything on that album. Yeah. I mean, Don't Be Cruel that's a fantastic song. The title track is fantastic, but everything was a hit on that album.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, and the show was Playmakers.
That's what it was.
Okay.
Yep, Playmakers. If you get a chance, pull that. I don't know if you can find it anywhere, but it. I thought it was a good show. A lot of people thought it was a good show, but again, apparently it was ruffling the feathers of NFL.
Well, they should have just called it Hookers and Blow. All right, we got to get out of here. Love TKO coming on that. Sorry we didn't get to the Twitter questions. There are some good ones on Twitter. Let me real quick.
Okay.
From our buddy James, these wrestling moments. Hogan's heel turn, Montreal Screwjob, Austin's heel turn at WrestleMania 17, CM Punk's pipe bomb. Hogan's heel turn was still one of the great moments in wrestling history. I will go with CM Punk's pipe bomb promo.
Mm-hmm.
I will go with the Montreal Screwjob and Austin turning heel. Yeah. Literally killed the wrestling business.
Yep,
their business took such a dive when he went heel at WrestleMania 17. Like, they lost tens of millions of dollars when he turned heel and that whole angle and everything.
Yep.
All right, Love TKO up next. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.